from KQED.
The race for California's attorney general pits Los Angeles District Attorney Steve Cooley against San Francisco District Attorney Kamala Harris. Both are career prosecutors. The similarities stop there. Harris bills herself as an innovator. Cooley says he's a by-the-book lawman. KPCC's Frank Stoltz profiles Steve Cooley.
Retired LAPD Detective Jimmy Trahan remembers training Steve Cooley in the early 1970s as a reserve police officer.
First thing I noticed about Steve is that he was one of these gung-ho types. He just couldn't wait to get out there and pick up bad guys.
Trahan recalls one confrontation with three robbery suspects.
It was an all-knockout brawl, and it ended up, other officers came in, and Steve backed off, and then he came back in with his baton, and he was doing his number to try to keep these people down, and he ended up hitting half of the other cops that were there with his baton, and we all end up getting medical treatment after that.
In 1973, Cooley took his fight against criminals to the courtroom as a prosecutor. For the 63-year-old son of an FBI agent, enforcing the law is a straightforward matter. Cooley criticizes Kamala Harris's opposition to the death penalty as a violation of her oath of office, even though she's promised to uphold the law. He says he promises something different if voters elect him attorney general.
Nonpartisan. Nonpartisan. If you visit your political ideology into that office where you're the people's lawyer, you're going to fail.
But critics say Cooley hasn't always taken an even-handed approach. He's opted to file criminal charges in 4% of police misconduct cases the LAPD's referred to him, half the rate of his predecessor. Cooley says the evidence didn't warrant more prosecutions. At the same time, veteran criminal justice reporter Joe Dominic says Cooley is hardly a right-wing ideologue. He angered fellow district attorneys and won the backing of many defense attorneys when he quit employing the state's three strikes law in cases that involve non-serious or non-violent crimes.
He felt that the three strikes law, as it was being implemented by his predecessor and others around the state, was really negatively affecting the integrity of the system. He didn't say, you know, I feel sorry for these poor guys or anything like that.
Indeed, while the graying, ruddy-faced prosecutor has supported a handful of programs to help ex-convicts, he mocks Harris's call for a new, more rehabilitative approach to criminals.
It's truly not an attorney general function. Right now, I think her whole concept of being smart on crime just means being soft on criminals.
Much of the attorney general's job involves civil cases, defending California in litigation and enforcing regulations. Cooley's criticized current Attorney General Jerry Brown for refusing to defend Proposition 8, the voter-approved initiative that outlawed same-sex marriage. But he also says he is not inclined to defend Proposition 19 if voters want to legalize marijuana.
You're not obligated as a constitutional officer, as the Attorney General, to defend an initiative or a law that you deem to be unconstitutional.
Cooley points to where the U.S. Constitution says federal law prevails and federal law outlaws marijuana. But Brown argued that Prop 8 violated the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says Cooley can't say he's merely following the law on these issues.
When he says that he would defend Prop 8, well, you know, that's his choice, but he has to acknowledge he made that choice.
The next attorney general will make important choices, including on how aggressively to enforce environmental regulations. In her campaign ads, Harris knocks Cooley's environmental record.
Who will protect California's environment? Steve Cooley shut down his entire environmental crimes unit after he found out.
While Cooley says he still prosecutes environmental crimes, he's talked a lot more about public corruption and welfare fraud. Almost all law enforcement leaders back him, including Long Beach Police Chief Jim McDonald, who spoke at a campaign stop.
When you look at Steve, he's the real deal. None of this polished fingernail just came from the hairstylist stuff.
Cooley rose to speak after a friend teased him about his run for attorney general.
Newt said, you do not have to be a smart guy, nor a great litigator to be attorney general. Well, I think I fit the bill. I meet all those qualifications.
It was the kind of dry humor Cooley's known for and cops love, and Steve Cooley is nothing if not a lawman at heart. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
You can hear the profile we aired last week of Cooley's opponent, Kamala Harris. It's at our website, californiareport.org, along with all of our coverage of the 2010 election.